Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, I've got a special guest for you today. It's me. It's always so much easier and a great joy and blessing to me to interview the top healers in the world from all over the world to bring you the latest information. And today I'm going to be sharing with you from my knowledge and experience in natural healing about how forgiveness heals us. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of background about myself. As you know, my name is Catherine Kerrigan. I'm a medical intuitive healer. As of this recording, I'm 67 years old. I only have 34 years' experience in natural healing. So 33, 34, who's counting? Is getting up there. I published 10 books, and as I'm speaking to you, I'm the host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So there are times when I really reflect on what are some of the most common things that I recommend people to do in order to be healthier. And there's common things that I recommend for your physical body, for your energy body, for your emotions, for your mind, and for your soul. So when we're talking about forgiveness, forgiveness is truly an all-purpose remedy for healing because it's going to help to heal your body, it's going to help you heal your mind, and it's going to help to heal you at the soul level. So I thought I would start with a little story about forgiveness that I experienced myself. Now, in addition to having practiced natural healing for 33 years, I've also taught yoga for about 33 years. And years ago, I taught yoga. I taught yoga for over 20 years, maybe 22 years, in a Catholic church. And the church was just very generous and allowed our yoga class to use this space. And during that time, when we were practicing there, we were practicing in different rooms. So there was a time one evening when we had the McDonough Hall. The hall was designated for a yoga class, but when we all showed up for our yoga class, there was a women's group in our room. And of course, being yogis, we were flexible. So we simply went to another room and started doing our class. And then at a certain point during the class, someone from the women's group came to me and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, we've gotten mixed up. And you're supposed to be in the women's in the McDonald Hall. We're supposed to be someplace else." So roughly halfway through the class, we all trooped back to the place where we usually practice our yoga. So at that point, I'm like, all is well in the world. We're in our right space. We're doing our yoga. And at the end of yoga, if you practice yoga, you practice Shavasana, which is a final relaxation. And during this time, you lie down, everybody's quiet, you relax, and you experience the peace and tranquility that you've created through your yoga practice. So, whenever I teach Shavasana, then I practice Shavasana along with everybody else. So, I'm doing my Shavasana, and after class was over, I go in the hallway and I see one of the priests. This is a very funny story. And he's practically foaming in the mouth. He's so angry. And apparently, unbeknownst to me, because my eyes were shut and I was lying down relaxing with my students, apparently during Shavasana, one of my yoga students had gotten up and gone into the hallway and gotten into an argument with a woman from the women's group. And again, we'd had a little bit of contretemps about, which room we were all supposed to be in. So one of my yoga students gets into an argument with a woman from the women's group and calls this lady a quote unquote fat cow. Now, I don't know if you know anything about insulting people, but it's generally not a good idea. It's not a great way to win friends or influence people. So the priest was upset, the woman was humiliated, and this became quite a controversy in the church. And afterwards, there was a lot of emails back and forth, and people in the higher ups were so angry that one of my yogis had had this argument and insulted this poor lady that they wanted to kick him out of the church and kick him out of yoga class. Well, then it comes to find out that he was a, tithe paying member of the church. So they realized we can't kick him out of the church. And the controversy kept escalating, and I kept talking to everybody, trying to help everybody to calm down and forgive each other. And then finally, the controversy reached the highest echelons in the management of the church. And I said to the management, I said, we're all just trying to calm down and figure out how to be better people. And somehow, whatever I said, that was the end of it. They got it. We were all just trying to calm down and learn how to be better people. And then, subsequent to that little stressful event, I was playing a game called the Transformation Game. And the Transformation Game was developed by healers in Findhorn, Scotland, and you can play it with a group or you can play it by yourself. So sometimes I play it by myself. And I was playing the transformation game and I received the angel of forgiveness. And when you play that game, you play with angels. So the angel of forgiveness helps you to release bitterness and resentment. And so at any rate, I thought it was very, very funny because I ended up having assistance from the angel of forgiveness, and that settled everything. So I'm here today to talk to you about how forgiveness heals us. So sometimes we hear about something in natural healing and it's like drinking pure water. Well, that sounds like a good idea, but what is that? What is pure water? How does that work? How does that help me? So I'm going to be explaining to you today about how forgiveness can heal you. So if you've been thinking about forgiving yourself or forgiving other people, then I'm going to give you some insight and share with you some insight about why that is a really good idea. So the first thing I want to explain is what exactly is forgiveness. So when you forgive, it doesn't mean that you are now okay with what happened. So sometimes I work with people and really horrible, heinous things have happened to them. They've suffered severe abuse. People have stolen money from them. They've been raped. They've been assaulted. So when you forgive, it doesn't mean that you're now okay with what has happened. What it does mean is that you're willing to let go of the bitterness and resentment, and you're willing to acknowledge that there may be a higher spiritual purpose behind what happened. And when you know you're done with forgiveness, when you can think of the event or the person and it doesn't bring up a negative charge in you. So if I said, go to Walmart or take a left when you go to the light and take a right or a left, there's no charge to those suggestions. And when you're done with forgiveness, when you're done with the layers of forgiveness, there will no longer be a negative charge when you think of the person or the event. So the second question you may ask yourself is how do I go about forgiving? And forgiveness is definitely a process. And so I think that part of what you have to realize and acknowledge to yourself is, especially if you've suffered a lot of trauma, that it may take you a while to let go of forgiveness. And there's all kinds of healers and therapists who can help you. But one of the things that I find incredibly helpful is using mantras. Now, first of all, what is a mantra? A mantra is a repetition of words. You can think of mantra like a prayer. So when I say the Lord's Prayer, for example, which happens to be my personal mantra, you're putting yourself in a healing vibration. So I'm going to read to you some of the mantras that I use when I'm working with people on forgiveness. So interestingly, Whenever I start a new client, I always start with a forgiveness mantra. Now, why would I start every new client, no matter why they're coming to me, with a forgiveness mantra? I start every new client with a forgiveness mantra because forgiveness is so complete, total, and profound that people don't understand how incredibly healing it is. So when I start with a new client, I usually read this mantra and then we say it together. So this is the mantra that I use with all my new clients. And I'm going to read it for you. If there is anyone or anything that has hurt me or you in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt anyone or anything in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it for the highest good of you and myself. And when we say this forgiveness mantra, I like to put my hand over my heart, and I encourage my client to put my hand over your heart, because when you forgive, you're quite literally releasing energy, especially out of your heart. And sometimes when you can even feel that when you repeat the mantra and you hold your hands over your heart, you can often feel the energy of bitterness and resentment releasing out of the heart. And if you understand kinesiology, there's even a kinesiology hand mode that you can do. You bring the thumb and the little finger together, put three fingers over the heart area, and if it tests weak, then the person is holding on to bitterness and resentment and would benefit from the healing power of forgiveness. So that's the first mantra that I use. And then there are some additional mantras that I use. I'm going to read these to you. And if you realize that you are in the position of needing to forgive yourself or someone else, you can say these silently or out loud with me together. And when you start this, you can either say the name of the person that you want to forgive, or you can say your own name. So if I'm going to forgive myself, I could start out by saying Catherine. So you can say your own name or the name of the person that you're wanting to forgive. I forgive you and set you free. Your actions no longer have power over me. I acknowledge you're doing the best that you can, and I honor you in your process of unfoldment. You are free and I am free. All is well between us. Peace is the order of the day. And then the second part of that is, again, you can say your name or the name of the person you're wanting to forgive. And I could say Catherine or the name of the person you're wanting to forgive or yourself. I know that within you, there's an energy of forgiveness that forgives me and sets me free. My words and actions have no power over you. You are free and I am free. All is well between our spirits. Peace is the order of the day. So you can definitely use those particular mantras, that set of mantras, if you realize that you're in conflict with someone. And sometimes when we're in conflict with other people, we try and talk things out. And even when you try and talk things out, there's still a certain residue that is left of anger, bitterness, and resentment. And even if you're not fully resolved with that other person, on one level, if you repeat that mantra, that you can help energetically to clear up the energy between you. Now, perhaps one of the most famous forgiveness mantras of all is Ho'oponopono. So this is Ho'oponopono. And it's very, very simple. It's four lines. And again, you could say your name or the name of the person that you're wanting to forgive. So if I'm wanting to forgive myself, I would say my name, such as Catherine, or your name, or the person you're wanting to forgive. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And after repeating Ho'oponopono, I always encourage people to take a couple of breaths and really notice how the energy is shifted. And then finally, there's another prayer that I use, And it's by Mashiru Tom Gwider. And it's, again, you would say the name of the person, I love you and you love me. I forgive you and you forgive me. There are no resentments between you and me. God forgave us all with infinite love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, again, when you're asking yourself, how do I go about forgiveness? The first step is to be willing to forgive. The first step is to realize that forgiveness is going to be a good idea for you. And again, it doesn't mean that you're now okay with what happens, but it's as you forgive, you're going to begin to release layers of energy. And you can start by using forgiveness mantras. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a commercial message from one of our sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You're listening to The Natural Healing Show, and I'm talking about how forgiveness heals us. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. Here, I'm talking with you today about how forgiveness heals us. So, let's talk about a basic concept in natural healing, which is that you hold emotions in your physical body. And specifically, every organ that is in your body has specific organ emotions that are typically held in that emotion, in that organ. So, for example, anger and resentment are typically held in the liver and the gallbladder. And you could tell me any organ in your body, and I, as a medical intuitive healer, can talk with you about the emotions associated with that organ, both positive and negative emotions. So what's interesting also is that you have a body, and as a medical intuitive healer, I'm always talking about the 5 levels of healing. There's the physical body, you know what that is. There's the energy body, which includes the chakras, the acupuncture meridians, and the breath. The emotional body, which is the largest part of you, and emotions can shut down literally any part of your being. Your mental body, which is your thoughts and beliefs. And finally, there's your spiritual body, which is your soul, the eternal, everlasting part of you, the part of you beyond all space and time. And when we forgive, we literally release energy out of every layer in the body. So it's very, very profound. That's why I start every new client with the forgiveness mantra, because I know it's good for you, even if you don't realize how profound that is. So we hold emotions in our body. And so let's talk about what organs specifically get healed when you engage in forgiveness. So the first organ that you heal when you engage in forgiveness is your heart. So if you study blood pressure, anger drives up your systolic blood pressure. So as you know, there's a top number and a bottom number in blood pressure. When you go to the doctor and you measure blood pressure, the systolic number is the top number. So that's the 120 over 80 or 120 over 60. It's the one on the top. It's usually higher. So Franz Alexander, co-founder of the Journal of Psychosomatic Medicine, was among the first to point out that suppressed anger is a primary emotional factor in hypertension, which is high blood pressure. Also, a Nova Scotia health survey found that anger increases your incidence of coronary heart disease. Learning how to forgive has been scientifically proven to lower your blood pressure and overall heart rate. So again, if you do have high blood pressure, then often high blood pressure medication can be extremely helpful. And I've definitely done programs here on the Natural Healing Show about how to heal your heart naturally. But one of the things that you can do that's free, doesn't require a prescription, is to practice forgiveness. And again, you can use these mantras when you realize, okay, I'm angry at someone. I'm feeling bitter. I'm having trouble holding on to resentment. Now, the second organ that you forget that you heal when with forgiveness is liver. So if you study energy medicine, you will learn that your liver processes the chemical effects of your anger, rage, wrath, and resentment. So one of the things that happens when you get angry is that cortisol, your stress hormone cortisol, goes up, and your poor little liver has to process all of that cortisol. So often people do something like a green juice cleanse to clean their liver, and that's a really good idea. I'm a regular juicer myself, but again, you don't really think about, okay, I'm drinking my green juice and still getting really angry. So the stress hormone cortisol stimulates gluconeogenesis, the making of new glucose in the liver, using up the amino acids lactate, glycerol, and propionate. That's why chronic stress may make you fat around the midsection. So you hold fat in your body based on hormonal imbalances. And if you can put your hand over your belly area, right over your belly button area, if you're holding extra fat around your belly button, then the fact may be that your cortisol level is too high. And again, as you practice forgiveness and you give yourself permission to let go of resentment, then you take the stress off your liver. So learning to forgive and change may actually help to change your body's shape without endless hours of ab work. So quite interesting. Now, the third organ that you heal with forgiveness is your large intestine. Now, according to the Harvard Medical School, chronic stress makes your GI inflammation worse. So it's quite interesting to me because I have lots and lots of clients who come to me with very complex gastrointestinal disorders. And so a review of 13 studies showed that patients who tried psychologically based approaches had greater improvement in their digestive system symptoms compared with patients who received only conventional medical treatment. So think about that. So many people who are struggling with their GI problem, they're going to their gastrointestinal doctor, taking medications, and really GI problems are quite miserable, having chronic diarrhea, chronic constipation. But again, 13 studies showed that psychologically based approaches had greater improvement in their digestive system compared with only conventional medicine. So when you study the emotions associated with your large intestine, it's all about letting go. So what do you need to let go of? What do I need to let go of? Grief, guilt, depression, major stress. And so again, once you understand that large intestine's about letting go, then a really good homework, if you're listening to this, is to make a list. What do I need to let go of? Do I need to let go of anger? Do I need to let go of resentment? Do I need to let go of judgment? There's a spiritual book called A Course in Miracles. And according to A Course in Miracles, there are no justified resentments. So again, we can definitely be hurt. And a lot of the hurt that we feel may be legitimate on one level, but on the soul level, and for your overall health, you want to move into this forgiveness. So yes, you may have food sensitivities, you can have parasites, you can have bad bacteria affecting your gut health. All of those are true factors that affect your large intestine and your GI system. But why not save yourself from strict eating regimes or endless round of labs testing by simply practicing forgiveness? And you can definitely do both. You can avoid gluten. You can avoid foods that you know that you're sensitive to. You can get rid of parasites. And at the same time, you can practice forgiveness. Now, the fourth organ that you can heal with forgiveness is actually your brain. Now, if you study your body, your brain is the most important organ. It runs absolutely everything in your body. And so if you have any kind of depression, anxiety, then you definitely need to heal your brain. So Lorraine Toussaint, a psychologist at Luther College in Iowa, conducted a study of about 1,500 Americans. He found that people over the age of 45 who had forgiven others reported greater satisfaction with their lives and were less likely to report symptoms of psychological distress, such as feelings of nervousness, restlessness, and sadness. So another study of 347 people showed that those who had learned to forgive were simply less depressed. So again, if you're taking prescription and psychiatric medication for anxiety or depression, or even natural healing remedies, because there's lots of good natural healing remedies for depression and anxiety, but something that's free, that requires no prescription from a doctor, no payment to the health food story, is to simply, again, make a list of who do I need to forgive, and then go through and forgive people. So now, if what I've said so far, I talked about your heart, your liver, your large intestine, and your brain. If that doesn't convince you, let me point out that Lorraine Toussaint found that failure to forgive completely could actually kill you. So you may be going to church, exercising daily, taking prescription drugs and a handful of supplements, but are you forgiving yourself and all others? Conditional forgiveness of others, that means sort of, but not really, remained a significant predictor of mortality after controlling for religious, socio-demographic, and health behavior variables, Toussaint concluded. So again, healing happens when we learn to forgive. So, and again, I love that he talks about for conditional forgiveness. It's like, maybe I'll forgive you a little bit. And again, it's a process. I personally relate forgiveness to vacuuming. So I may have vacuumed my house last week, and then I look around, it's like, oh my goodness, I need to vacuum again. And a lot of times when we think about forgiveness, we think, well, I forgave my brother, my father, my mother, my sister. And, you know, gosh, I need to know it, forgive again. If you study the Bible in Matthew chapter 18, verses 20 to 22, the apostle Peter asked Jesus if he should forgive someone seven times. And Jesus said, I do not say to you up to seven times, but 70 times seven. And the implication here is that forgiveness really needs to be infinite, because you're alive, you have interactions with people, conflict is a part of life, surprise, disappointment, trauma, all of these unfortunate events is actually part of life. It's part of our human experience. So if you think you're done with forgiveness, you're wrong. Even Jesus said, not up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven times. And that's coming from the words of a master. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, and I'm talking to you about how forgiveness heals us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. I'm talking to you today about how forgiveness actually heals you. And I talked about what is forgiveness. It's this willingness to let go of anger, bitterness, and resentments. And I'm talking about, if you're wanting to forgive, a really good way to do that is to use forgiveness mantras. Now, in addition to using forgiveness mantras, one step that you can actually take is to have a conversation with the other person and that maybe you realize I've actually harmed someone. And I remember years ago, I realized I had made a mistake. And it was literally years after the event happened. And I called that person up and I explained, I said, I'm so sorry. I realized I made a mistake. You know, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. And he said, it's never too late to forgive. And so you may realize as you're listening that you've made mistakes. And if you're alive, you probably made a few mistakes. I'll tell you a funny story. A client of mine came in a couple of years ago and she said to me, oh my goodness, Catherine, I've made so many mistakes. And I said, how old are you? She said, well, she was in her 50s. And at the time I was in my mid 60s. And I said, just wait till you're my age. The list will be longer. So when we think about mistakes that we have made, mistakes I've made, mistakes other people have made, the list actually gets longer as you get older. We may be a little bit wiser. Maybe I think I'm wiser, but the mistakes that I've made, that list gets longer and longer. And again, when I realize, okay, I've made a mistake, I realize I've hurt somebody, then in addition to forgiveness mantras, you can actually have a conversation with the person. And by having that conversation, it may help that other person more than you ever even know. So to acknowledge that you've hurt someone, to acknowledge that you've made a mistake, and it takes a lot of courage to acknowledge that I've made a mistake, I was wrong. It's a big person who can do that. So on a spiritual level, what does forgiveness do? Forgiveness sets you free. So forgiveness is quite profound. I can remember one time going to church and listening to a sermon talk about someone who'd been in a concentration camp during World War II, who'd made the realization that the bitterness, anger, and resentment that he was holding was hurting him. And he made an effort to go and in his mind, forgive the people who had harmed him. So forgiveness sets you free on a spiritual level. Interestingly, with Ho'oponopono, the story goes, it's an apocryphal story about a psychologist who worked in a hospital for the criminally insane. And the psychologist went and practiced forgiveness mantras, Ho'oponopono, for each and every one of his patients, and then noticed the healing power and what had happened. So you can forgive yourself, you can forgive other people, and you can practice forgiveness mantras even on behalf of others. Now, what sort of illnesses benefit from forgiveness? So probably the top lesson I feel for cancer is a call for forgiveness. So every illness that we have has spiritual lessons behind it. It has emotional lessons behind it. Maybe every illness has a message for you about how to take better care of your body. But if I had cancer, one of the things that I would do is really notice, where am I not forgiving? Where am I holding on to anger and resentment? Because once you understand that lack of forgiveness affects your heart, your liver, your large intestine, and your brain, then cancer is definitely going to affect all of those organs. Now, when you forgive, one of the things that you'll notice is that you begin to experience peace. It's the peace that passes all understanding. So again, you may think that person who hurt me, they're such a terrible person, they deserve to rot in hell. And on the one hand, when you think that way, you're going into judgment. And so judgment, when we judge others, that's something that's happening out of our ego mind. And you may sit here and listen and you go, no, they're really a terrible person. And on one level, you may be completely 100% correct about that. But when you forgive, what we have to realize is that forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person, because they're going to experience their own karma of everything that they have done. And personally, I always feel the most selfish thing I can do is to be kind and generous to everybody, because whatever energy I put out is what's going to come back to me. And when you observe people doing truly criminal, heinous things, realize that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to smite them down. The law of karma is perfect. But by forgiving, you're giving yourself the peace that passes our all understanding. So let's talk about a bigger picture, which is the gift of our wounds. So sometimes you may be listening to me, you may think, okay, I understand what you're saying. Forgiveness is a good idea. Forgiveness is going to heal me. It's going to help my liver. It's going to help my heart. It's going to help my large intestine. It's going to help my brain. It's going to reduce my overall mortality. But sometimes one of the things that helps us is putting our things in perspective by looking at the gifts of our wounds. So again, I'll tell another story. So I grew up in the American South, and I grew up in Savannah, Georgia. And my father growing up on two plantations. And there's farms, there's plantations. And this plantation that we're talking about is a place where rice was grown and is continued to grown. So a plantation is a little bit different than a farm. A farm has farmland. And in a plantation, there's what's called trunks, where they regulate the water levels in the rice field. So it's just a different kind of terrain. So rice is typically grown in areas with a little bit of water, and there's these trunks that regulate this. So at any rate, I'll tell a story. I remember years ago, I went to a naturopath here in Atlanta, and I have a very high level of self-care. So I was sort of going to him out of, sort of like a check all boxes, look at what I was missing at the time. So I go to him, I expect this naturopath to tell me that I was the healthiest person he'd seen all month, and instead, I was completely shocked because he told me that I had inflammation of the liver. And me being a medical intuitive, I got it immediately. I came home and I thought, I've got to forgive my father or it's going to kill me. And when I was growing up, my father owned two plantations, and he gave one of the plantation, his first plantation, to my brother. And typically, it was just me and my brother growing up, just the two children. And typically, you would think, oh, life has to be fair. And if my father gave one thing to my brother, he should give me something. Sort of a reasonable thought. But in my case, that was not what was happening. And my father gave this plantation worth $4 million years ago to my brother, who's a doctor who can definitely afford to keep it. And at any rate, so it was something for me to process. So I go to the naturopath. He tells me, you have inflammation of the liver. And I immediately recognize I have to forgive my father or it's going to kill me. So sometimes when we receive a major diagnosis, or that wasn't necessarily a major diagnosis, I wasn't dying for sure, it can be a call to you to do deeper work and to go about doing that inner work that you need to do in order to let go of the bitterness and resentment. So sometimes we have to realize that the wounds that we have are actually how we grow spiritually. I wouldn't be the healer that I am or the person that I am if I hadn't been the daughter of my father. And in many ways, I was wounded by him. And it was because of those wounds that I've done the deep inner work to become the person that I have become. And I'm still working on it, still a work in progress. But when you're wanting to forgive, you can definitely say, I'm sorry to the other person. You can apologize to yourself. You can use forgiveness mantras. And then you can go into the deep inner work and ask for perspective. Like, what is this about? On a practical level, me not owning that property, I don't have to take care of it. I don't pay the property taxes. When a hurricane hits, I don't have to go in there and clean up the banks. I don't have the responsibility, the financial responsibility. And I can go over there and walk around, enjoy the birds anytime. And it's not my problem to take care of. So when you have been wounded, realize behind every deep wound that you experience. Sometimes we have what's called a wounded spirit. When you have a wounded spirit, it goes beyond the emotional to the level of your soul. So when you've been wounded very deeply, part of that healing and part of that forgiveness process may be to ask yourself, what are the gifts behind this? I remember years ago working with a lady who'd been physically abused by her father. And she was the oldest child, and she would quite literally stand between her father and the younger children, and the father would hit her rather than the younger people. And when we talked about what are the gifts of your wounds, she had become an incredibly strong, resilient person. She was an incredibly courageous person. So realize that when you have been wounded, that there is always a gift for you, especially at the soul level, whether it's to make you stronger, even if it's just to realize how important it is to forgive. But again, every wound that you experience has an equally powerful blessing behind it. And even if you don't know what that is yet, you can discover it. Now, as we conclude this discussion about how forgiveness heals us, I'm going to end with a quote from Luke 23:34. And this was a quote from Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So sometimes when we observe other people hurting others, or think about ways that we ourselves have been hurt, we can have compassion for the so-called perpetrators, because they may not have a profound understanding of what they're doing. And even Jesus acknowledged that. And when you're asking yourself, if you think, gosh, I forgave this person already, and there they go again, remember that Jesus also said, I do not say to you up to seven times, but 70 times seven. So forgiveness is an infinite process. And as you forgive, you will heal yourself and become a happier, less depressed, less anxious person. And you will heal yourself naturally. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. So take your time forgiving, realize it's a process. It's probably not going to happen all at once, but you can definitely use forgiveness mantras and heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.